out of a cabinet.
Pod.
Whoa. Hey. Yeah, lights are flickering. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 48. Today is
it's
Tuesday,
49.
July.
It's episode 49.
Is it?
Yeah, it's episode 49. I noticed that earlier. I was gonna say something before you started, but I just thought you made
shit.
A typo.
Well, I did. You gotta fix these things.
Keep the show rolling, man.
Episode 49, today's July 6th. Today we talk about sports, science, Twitter trends, hot topics, and give our favorites from New Music Friday. Also, it is about to monsoon outside in New York City, so I may lose power. Who knows? It could get crazy in here. I had to turn the lights on. It's like pitch black outside already, and it's 6 p.m. So
yeah.
We're rolling.
We'll see what happens. I might lose you. I might have to cut back in, so...
I don't know. Let's get right into sports. NBA finals are today.
Yes.
Game one, Suns versus Bucks. And Giannis is a game time decision.
Yeah,
Giannis. I don't know.
I think he'll play. If he doesn't, though, if he can't play much the series, the Suns are going to win easily. But if he can play and he's halfway decent, it's going to be a good series.
Yeah. Yeah, so we will report back on that next week.
Yes, but I'm predicting Suns in six either way.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm
picking the Suns as well. Man, just think if we could have made it this far.
We could have.
Had a good chance of winning this whole thing. This whole shebang.
I don't want to think about it, man. Depression.
All right. I'm not even going to talk about Phillies or... none of that jazz.
We ain't got time for that.
Once the season draws closer to an end, we can talk about them again, or if they come back on an upswing, maybe. But are they still under 500 or at 500?
No, they're around 500. They're playing a little bit better, but I mean, it's the Phillies. Like, they've been bad for a long time. Everyone knows.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if you saw this. I just saw this today. Bruce Springsteen's daughter is competing in the Tokyo Olympics.
What is she doing?
She's horse riding. She does like jumping and tricks and things. Tricks and things.
Things, tricks and things.
That's
and
like
things.
My catchphrase.
And things. I did not see this. That's interesting. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I had no idea his daughter was even into horse riding. But yeah, so... Bruce Springsteen's daughter competing in the Tokyo Olympics. On that topic, I wanted to ask you what you thought of the... I didn't write this down because I forgot, but about... what is her name? Shaw Richardson? Getting banned from competing because of testing positive for marijuana.
She owned it. She said she knew the rules and she knew what could happen. And, you know, her mom passed away and she... use that to cope, and I can't ever judge anybody for using weed, which is, you know, fairly healthy. If you're going to cope with something, weed's probably the best thing to do compared to other drugs. I mean, she knew the risk, and I can't judge her for that, and it is what it is. I don't think that should be a rule, but it is, and she knew the responsibility. She took responsibility, and I don't think there needs to be, like, whoa, she knew, like, we shouldn't feel bad. I'm like, I don't think she asked us to feel bad for her. Like, I think we're just, like...
No, she didn't.
Like, she owned it, and it sucks. And hopefully they can change the rule and she can be like there can be a silver lining in that. But I mean, it is what it is. Like, I'm not mad. I'm not like, I'm like, oh, she ruined her opportunity. Like I can't judge her about it.
I'm not mad. I'm just like sad for her.
Yeah. I mean, now if you know, her mother, if it wasn't that situation, I think it's different. I think you can be a little harsher, but in that situation, I can't say I would do anything different. You know, I don't even know how that feels, so I can't say anything about it.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that. I guess I did know because we had a lot of weed incidents in the past with Michael Phelps, but I guess I had just forgotten that it was still, like, illegal in certain things because it's pretty legal in the U.S. now. It's legal in even certain sports now.
Yeah, exactly.
So when I heard that, I was like, oh. I forgot it's still kind of an illegal substance everywhere else.
It shouldn't be, but it is. That's the rule.
And I guess the hard thing about making weed legal for the Olympics is that would you have to get other countries to be on board with that then? And that's hard. Because yeah, they have different rules. Like, I don't know where weed is legal versus illegal these days in different countries. So
I think the biggest argument is that, like, weed stays in your system for so long. So I could smoke, say, on Friday, and then 2 weeks, mm-hmm. I could still have it in my system or test positive for it.
Right,
but if
right.
I did cocaine or if I did another hard drug, I did pills, that's out of your system in 24 hours, most likely. So that's the mm-hmm. argument. It's like, well, like, you guys, yeah, marijuana is illegal, but at the end of the day, like, Joe Schmo could do freaking crack 2 days earlier, or cocaine.
I know.
And it's crazy. He's totally fine. So, I mean, I don't understand it, but it is a rule, and hopefully it can change.
Yeah, maybe this will start the conversation.
Yeah.
Moving on from the Olympics, I'm just getting excited. We've got less than a month.
What's the Olympic song? It's been so long now.
Dude, it's been 5 years.
I gotta find it. Hold on.
No, put a clip. Put a sound clip in here. What is it? All I can think of is the football theme. That's the only one I ever know.
We're brainwashed. It's all we hear.
Oh man, I have no clue what the Olympic name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I'll find it. I'll put it in there.
But anyway, this weekend, big UFC event. Not sure if you're aware, but we got the biggest fight probably of the year.
Yeah.
So McGregor fighting Poirier, and this is the third match between them. So
I think McGregor's going to lose. I think he's washed.
A lot of people think that.
He's great, but I think I think his time has come to an end. This will be one of his last fights.
Yeah. I mean, like all great athletes. There's a time.
Yep.
And also, he has so many other things now. He's fine. You know,
yeah, he has the alcohol. He has endorsements. He already made so much money. He has a family now. Yeah. Like, go be healthy. Stop getting hit in the head and breaking bones.
Yeah, I understand. You need to close out the fight. You need to go the third fight. But
yeah, they're going to make a lot of money. This is the last hurrah. You'll make your money and ride off into the sunset.
Yeah. Maybe get knocked out quickly. I don't know.
Hopefully not. Hopefully it's a good fight. Like, even if you lose,
I mean, hopefully it is. Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to see him get knocked out. That's just
nah.
Because then he's like, oh, I got to come back one more time. The fourth fight.
No. This isn't Rocky. Rocky 5. and happening right now, actually, I don't know what the score is currently, but Brady and Rogers are the match. It was called The Match.
Versus Mickelson and DeChambeau, the douchebag, right?
Yeah. I freaking hate that guy.
Wait, he's on Brady's team, right?
He's on Rogers' team.
Makes sense. They're both kind of douches.
Yeah, yeah. It's like super douche team versus super cool team.
Yeah. It's funny.
I
want to watch that. I'm going to watch that after this.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be on for hours. It's golf. and so, I don't know, though. Last time they played pretty quickly. But, I want to say something else about golf real quick before we move on. I don't know if you saw DeChambeau's caddy quit.
Why? Because he was just an ass, or?
They just said he parted ways.
Probably because he was an ass.
And then Brooks Koepka put out a tweet saying how much he loved his caddy. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
The beef is real, and I enjoy it. It's good for
more
golf.
Yeah, we need more golf beef.
People are like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, no. I like this golf beef. Golf is becoming big again. It's a great sport.
Yeah.
And I'm happy about it. It's entertaining. I'm like in now when they're playing in a match together, like I want to watch. So I want to see if Brooks or DeChambeau are in the lead. Are they doing something weird to each other? Like it's funny.
There's only so much you can do in golf though. It's not like you can like get in somebody's face. Like there's so many rules and etiquettes.
Well, The best thing to do is tweet at each other. Like, that's the funniest thing. And getting in their press conferences, making faces, like, stuff like that. Like, petty shit.
Yeah, that's funny.
Like, NBA shit, you know what I mean? Yep. So, that's all I have for sports. Do you have anything else?
That's it. Football season is on the horizon, man. It's creeping up on us.
Oh, yeah, dude. I really, it's weird. I've been okay. I miss football all the time. But I've been okay. Like, I've been satisfied with the other sports that are happening right now.
Yeah.
And I think it helped that the Sixers were kind of competitive in the beginning of the playoffs because I was focused on that. So it hasn't been too bad waiting for football to come back. Which, last year, it was like torture because there were no sports. So now I'm taking advantage of all the sports. Because golf, I'm not taking anything. Well, I'm not taking anything for granted. Again.
And you got the Olympics, so the Olympics will go right into the.
That's gonna go. Season. Yeah, take us. It's gonna be smooth sailing. We got like a weird couple weeks here where it's gonna be kind of dull.
Yeah.
But other than that, after that, we'll be good. All right. So moving right into science, the Titanic is decaying at an alarming rate. It's getting its first paying customers in 109 years. That was the headline. What does that mean? If you have a lot of money, you can go do a deep sea dive with the team, a team that does this, and you can see the Titanic, which would be really cool. Like if I had enough money, I would definitely do this.
Where is it at again?
Also, you would need to have like a scuba diving license, but those are easy to get.
Where is it at again?
in near Canada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you have a lot of money, you can go pay, and the team will take you down to see it, which would be sick.
Legendary.
I like history, so I would geek out about that stuff. Yeah. Like, that's so cool to me. But it's decaying very quickly, and it's not going to last long, so they're trying to get as much data right now from it that they can.
Cool.
All right, next story. The sun... This is kind of crazy. The sun erupted with the largest solar flare since 2017, and this actually caused some short radio blackouts on Earth, and this was on July 3rd. I didn't notice anything weird, but I wasn't, like, listening to the radio.
My radio was still working properly.
Yeah. so, scientists are saying that the sun is waking up again. So, the sun's been kind of quiet, dormant, and now it's, like, waking back up.
Well, it was social distancing. It was 6 feet apart, you know. COVID.
But yeah, now we got through COVID, we got through all these crazy mummies being dug up, we got aliens, now the freaking sun is awake.
We can't catch a break, man. We cannot.
No,
have just a normal news week.
No, it's one thing after. So these flares are known to cause geomagnetic storms, so that's why we're probably getting all this freaking weird weather. I don't know if you guys have had weird weather, but we've had crazy storms, then sun, then cold, then hot. Like, it's outrageous.
No, I've just been hot as balls out here every day.
gotcha. It's been changing for us a lot. I don't know why. But yeah, so these flares can cause radio blackouts as well, which is the one, you know, both of those combined could be really bad for us. So,
yeah.
And scientists didn't know. It was a surprise. I don't like it when scientists aren't prepared for the weird shit, okay? Because... that's bad. If they weren't able, scientists are like, we're predicting this in 10 years,
yeah,
predicting that.
That's all
they
do
haven't
is
predicted,
just study the
yeah,
sun.
They have all these well, scientists that do this, that are studying the patterns and everything, have all these algorithms. They're like, we're pretty prepared for things, for anything that could come our way. We've modeled everything, but for them to be surprised, I don't like reading articles where it's like, scientists were surprised that the solar flare happened then. I was like,
They're sitting there like, did you have this model? Nah, I didn't have this one.
Nah, that one. Yeah, I wonder if they have bets on these things. That would be funny. But I was also reading a quote the other day that was like basically saying like dinosaurs were wiped out. Why do you think we could survive anything that happens?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Humans don't want to fathom becoming extinct and dying all of a sudden. Like, our brains can't fathom that. Like, your brain won't really let you fathom death too much. Like, it's bad. So, there's articles written about that. But we can't really wrap our heads around just disappearing one day, like fucking Thanos snapping his fingers.
Yeah.
Like, just... Dinosaurs were bigger, stronger, like, tougher than us.
They could endure more.
And we're over here, like, thinking we're invincible. Like, no, dude. I mean, I don't know how much longer we have on this earth. Like, I'm not trying to be like Doomsday McGee over here.
Yeah. Not long. I mean, not long.
People should be aware that anything could happen and, you know,
get your Doomsday bunkers.
Yeah, I know. I'm like giving bad thoughts right now, but I don't want to be that person. But yeah, I'm just saying. It was a good quote. Because I hadn't thought of it that way. Like, oh, yeah, the dinosaurs got completely wiped out very quickly.
Yeah.
You know? So,
there was, yeah, no traces of them.
So, yeah. Moving on from that, this article was funny. A mushroom growing out of an ancient ant's butthole is named a new fungal species.
Huh?
So, ants die. I'll just kind of give a little... Man, it's getting hot. It's humid outside. I got no air on because I don't want it to pick up on the microphone. I'm getting all sweaty in here now. You start sweating
like the airplane movie, just like...
It got, you know how it gets hot all of a sudden and you become aware of it and you're like, oh, fuck, it's hot in here. But yeah, so things that kill ants, fungus is one of them. So I don't know if you've heard of like zombie fungus, which if the ant like ingests the fungus, it can turn the ant into like a zombie-like mode. Like it controls its brain essentially. It makes the ant go to a spot and really? Then it kills it. And then the fungus can spread.
Where I did not it needs know
to,
this at all.
To spread. Yeah, yeah. There's plants that do this, fungus that does this. It attracts bugs or ants or whatever. And then it's not like it's controlling their brain, but it's making them more prone to certain areas.
Yeah.
And so the bug will stay alive just long enough to get to where the fungus like needs it to be. And then it will die there, and then the fungus will like scatter around. And that's how the fungus survives.
That's crazy, actually. That's pretty cool.
It's really cool. Like you should look up like zombie plants and things. And like
I watch the videos.
I think there's wasp. I think there's a zombie wasp that also can like terrifying. Sting ants or something and like make them walk around and shit. Like it's weird out there in the animal kingdom. People think humans are scary. I mean, we are the worst, but listen, it's survival of the fittest out here. And the fungus freaking fungus.
Yeah.
Fungus among us. Very, very smart. So, yeah. So, back to the story. So, this is a new type of fungus because fungus normally will, like, grow out of the sides of their neck once they're dead or, like, out of their head. But this fungus grows out of their butt. And so, this is a new species that never before was seen. I think they named it based on the area that the ant was found. It was like British. I thought they would be funny, but they weren't. It's just named based on the area. But yeah, so that there's a new.
They had such an opportunity to make a good name.
And this was in carpenter ants. Yeah, in the Baltic region of Europe. And the fungus name, I can't even say it. Like Alacordyceps Baltica.
Come on, man. They get the.
I can't even say it.
Fungi has the weirdest name.
I'm trying to keep my camera from moving around. I keep hitting the table.
Come on, stop hitting the table.
I'm sorry. I get antsy. And it's hot here. Did you know grapes light on fire in the microwave?
I'm about to go check that out right now. What do they light on fire for?
Be careful, because they really do. I never tried it.
Well, also, why would anybody be putting grapes in the microwave?
People do everything. You can find anything you want to find. Someone's done it, okay? You know that.
I'm going to get TikTok famous for putting my grapes in the microwave and it blowing up.
I'm surprised no one's done this on TikTok. You should just film it. Well, be careful, though, because... So, according to physicists, I'm, like, nervous for you now. When two grapes are close to one another in a microwave, the waves they absorb bounce back and forth between them, and it creates this really powerful electromagnetic field.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So the grapes.
Yeah, they basically they create like fireballs, like a lot of energy. I kind of want to try it too.
An explosion, or it would just like catch on fire, just a little bit, like burn.
I would go on YouTube and look at some videos, maybe see what happens.
How to burn your grapes.
Just so you don't ruin your microwave. I don't think it's going to be enough energy to explode your house off.
Yeah, don't try this. Don't try this, actually, because we're not getting sued because we told you to try this.
No, don't try it. We might try it. Dougie might try it, actually. I'm not going to try it.
Don't try this at home.
Yeah, so that's all the science I have. Let's move on to hot topics.
4th of July fireworks. Crazy, man.
What? Yeah. You know what I'm going to say about the fireworks?
No, I just know that people go crazy for fireworks out here, and it's insane. It's over the top.
Oh, wait, they love fireworks out there.
Yeah, people love it. Like, if you sit on, like, a mountaintop during 4th of July or, like, a hill region, you like, all over, it just fireworks from every freaking house, pretty much.
You guys got to be careful. It's dry out there.
I know. It's funny. There was a sign that says, don't shoot fireworks. $1,000 fine. And like the next block over, they're selling fireworks. How's this legal? Well,
yeah, it's crazy. I mean, people do love fireworks. But I was actually going to say, there's a lot of bad feedback on the fireworks lately, especially in the cities and stuff, because people are finally, like, getting mad about it. I don't know why. You know, people, the internet just likes to be angry at things. And
yeah, then everyone's like, oh, I should be angry about this now, and I'm going to get angry.
Yeah, yeah. It just snowballs, basically. And so people are mad about fireworks because they're loud and they're bad for people who have PTSD, like veterans and stuff, which I actually do get. And also bad for pets. So people are up in arms about that because their dogs are scared and things. Which I get, and that's fine. I respect your opinion. I like fireworks.
I do, but I also think, and I heard that it's really bad for bees and it's really bad for birds as well.
It can't be good. I'm saying it can't be good. You should have set spots, professionals doing this.
Yes.
And I am a hypocrite because we set off our own. We were at the lake this weekend.
Yeah.
They were selling them on the side of the road. It's just so fun to light fireworks.
See,
as a human species, I don't know why, but lighting something on fire and watching it explode is super fun.
Because I never understood the allure for that. I like fireworks, but it just doesn't interest me. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to go light this on fire and watch it explode in the air. Like, it's not that interesting to me.
Did you see my video on Instagram, though?
I don't think so.
From the fireworks that I lit? Oh, I'll have to send you the video. It's, like, mesmerizing. I don't know. I'm also, like, maybe a pyromaniac. I don't know. But I like fire a lot. Like, I could stare at fire all day.
Yeah. You're probably a pyromaniac. But, I do agree. I think there should be set areas that can control it.
It would be better. It would be... I mean, there are set areas, like... It's dangerous, too. I mean, you can really hurt yourself if it goes wrong. What we were doing, I mean, we were trying to be smart about it. But if one of those falls over and just shoots you, like, it could just shoot into you.
Oh,
like,
no. It's not safe at all.
It's kind of dangerous.
And especially in California, it's super dangerous because the fires and...
Yeah,
it's just totally unnecessary. And it's so much, like, I know somebody that put up a video. He made it into a TikTok. It was supposed to be funny. And, like, he went outside, and I thought it was fake at first, because his whole block, just fireworks, and people, like, screaming, and everyone's, like, it looked like a war zone. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Like, and then, like I said, if you go to a high rise and look over the city and look over California, like, you can see so many fireworks. It's crazy. it's so bad for the environment here, though. Like, it can cause fires and stuff.
It has to be. Well, after we were done sending off fireworks, there was so much smoke. And I was like, I even said that loud. I was like, I don't think this is really good for the earth, probably.
No,
so
it's
we might want to rethink this.
But I mean,
it's fun.
I'll let it happen. I'll let it happen for 4th of July. But like out here.
Once a year. 4th of July.
Yeah, people buy so much out here that they have like so many fireworks left over. And they're just shooting fireworks off all summer into like Christmas time, and then they run out of fireworks. It's crazy.
Jesus.
Like, no, like every night there's gonna be fireworks going off until at least probably like
No. You got it. You get one day, okay? You get one day to hurt the dogs and the cats and
the vets.
The vet, yeah.
that's
pollute
really bad,
the
though.
Earth. Like you get one day. Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad. You're a bad person.
I feel bad.
You get one day.
But
you get one day. One day.
Let me have one. Let me have a vice.
You get one day out of 365. We'll allow it. But if you're shooting them off like October 5th.
Nah, you can't.
No. We don't need that. No. We don't need them for Christmas. We don't need them for any holidays. Like,
I also didn't know how much fireworks cost.
Yeah, they're
expensive. For like a tiny bag was like $40. Altogether, I think we spent like $140 on fireworks.
Yeah, it's a scam too. That's a scam. What's
that's
around fireworks?
That's crazy. It's crazy. These are just explosives. Like
I know.
It's crazy.
TNT.
Anyway, moving on. Hopefully, you guys all had a good 4th. Oh wait, how was your camping experience?
Oh, we didn't open with our adventures.
Yeah, we didn't really. We'll do it now.
It was good, man. We went to Lake Paris. If you know where that is, if not, it's a lake, in a man-made lake in the desert. The lake's really big. I forgot how big it was. I've been out there before, but there was boats, there was jet skis, everyone was having a good time. And then, so there's the lakefront, and then there's like a big picnic area, and people were out there for the day. Then down the road, there was campsites, so we were at campsites, and everybody had their setup, their grills, their tents, and everybody was partying, so it was pretty cool. It was fun.
Yeah, everyone, like, had a tent. That was really neat.
Yeah, there was a lot of people. I mean, like, and it wasn't like people were on top of each other, which was nice, because I don't like to be, like, super closed in. It was a pretty big campsite. But it was enough, like, distance where if you wanted to go, like, mingle with somebody else, you could.
I didn't know you had a tent.
Yeah, yeah, we have a tent. Me and Sophia have a tent. And then,
Oh, okay.
They bought one of those canopies things for like tables and food to put under it, and then yeah, it was pretty dope.
Oh, nice, cool. We were at the lake shooting off fireworks.
Got being drunk.
Bad drunk. People.
Yeah.
Went on a boat ride. You know, typical. Had Rice Krispie treats. It was good. Good time.
Yeah, I had Rice Krispie treats. Sure, I had a lot of them actually.
No way.
I was drunk and I had like three or four, and then I smoked and I had some more. I was just eating Rice Krispie treats all night.
Dude, I ate a lot too. Those things are so addicting. Well, I made that. So I do homemade ones really good now.
See, I got them at the box.
No. And I dipped them in chocolate and white chocolate and did like red, white, and blue sprinkles. Dude, so good. And so I did regular Rice Krispies and then I did the Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, really? Those ones are really good too.
I should sell these. Yep, I should sell these.
You could become a baker out of your
don't want to toot
apartment.
My own horn. I don't want to toot my own horn, but these might be my specialty.
Everyone, every person has their thing they bring to a party.
Yeah, this is gonna be my thing now. I was doing pies for a while, got bored of that. Now I'm on to Rice Krispie treats, much easier and cheaper.
Yeah, that could be your thing.
Yeah. Okay. Next hot topic, real quick. Bill Cosby.
I don't know how this happened, to be honest with you. Like, I think he got off on a technicality, right?
He did, yeah. It's crazy. He got off on a technicality. I don't know what the next steps are. But let me just read you the quote from the New York Times on the technicality. It was a promise. A promise was broken, and someone got butt hurt, and he got off on that technical.
What is that?
So it literally says, we hold that when a prosecutor makes an unconditional promise of non-prosecution, and when the defendant relies upon that guarantee to the detriment of his constitutional right not to testify, the principle of fundamental fairness that undergirds due process of law in our criminal justice system demands that the promise be enforced.
So
because this guy, the prosecutor promised to, I don't know, either keep it secret or not indict him, basically, because he used that information that Cosby told him under that promise, he gets off on that technicality.
So he's done. Like, he's free. Like, he doesn't have to worry about this anymore. Or is there more steps you can take?
I think there's more people are going to try to come forward, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know what happens in that. Like, I don't know what the next steps are if they do come forward and they try to get him again, basically. But I guess whatever Cosby said to this attorney was, you know, promised not to be used against him.
But it was used against him.
Yeah, apparently.
And that's just, I don't know. I don't know
what
to say.
Like an unconditional promise. Like,
what does that even mean? What are we like? Why is that a rule? Like, what do you mean a promise?
Yeah, exactly. Why is that a rule? I don't.
Well, I promise.
Yeah. Also,
like,
why was that deal made?
That was a bad deal. Yeah. Like, why?
Bad deal. You thought you could just. Oh well, we promised not to do it, but we got you. We did it. Oh wait, we're not
probably,
allowed to do
probably
that.
Didn't even need to do that. Like, there were so many people. So many people came forward. Like, you didn't need to do that.
Yeah, so I don't know what I, yeah, and then there, I urge everyone to read the New York Times article. It kind of puts it in layman's terms a little bit, but the next section of that article, and I'm not going to bore you guys with all of this and giving, you know, I don't want to talk about Cosby more than I have to because it's disgusting, but the next, like, part of that article is why did Mr. Castor, who I assume is the attorney, say he would not charge Mr. Cosby? It's like, why did he make that deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the defense lawyers. Oh, and Mr. Castor was one of the defense lawyers in Donald Trump's second impeachment trial. This all makes sense.
Yeah, it's all coming to fruition.
Never mind, now. This all makes sense. We're screwed. Okay, cool. Power wins again.
Oh, man. Sickos.
But yeah, urge you guys to read the New York Times article on that. I don't have really any more hot topics besides that.
TikTok's down right now and everybody's freaking out.
Oh, I saw that's trending on Twitter right now, actually. I didn't really know what that meant. Yeah.
Yeah, it's down. It's not working. Other than that, I don't
think so. Oh my God, what are people doing? Are they talking to each other?
This one girl I follow, she's like a big TikTok. She's like, I'm sorry, guys. I've been working on videos all day for you, but I can't post on TikTok, so I'm going to go live on here to make up for it. I'm like, you guys are
dude, no one... I'm not waiting for your video to be released, girl. Like, are people waiting for people to release videos?
Yeah, I'm sure that's... Yeah, I mean, that's why she has millions of followers.
That's insane to me.
Yeah.
That's insane to me.
I think that's pretty much all the hot topics, so I don't see anything else. I'm looking right now. Trending. Have you seen all the... This is funny, actually. Have you seen all the Fast and Furious memes with Vin Diesel and the family? Because they have so many Fast and Furious now. Like, everything is...
I know. That one just came out.
So, the meme is like, you know how in the movie... Wait, why am I... I feel like I'm blurry right now. There we go.
Yeah, you went out of focus. Woof.
But in the movie, you know how, like, he's all about family. Vin Diesel. I forget what his name is in the movie. And there's all kinds of memes about... Because he's been doing so many movies now, like, about him and family. I'll send you some. You got to see them. It's hard to explain.
No, I haven't seen any of them.
It's so
I don't
funny.
Like those movies that much. I mean, they're fine, but, like, they don't really do anything for me.
I got to find one. I want to put it on the screen if I can find it.
Yeah, we haven't done any little pop-ups lately, so.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, man. I got a lot.
Is it?
Yeah. Let's see. Family memes. if you can see this. It says, cocaine, marijuana, family.
That's funny.
Oh, shit. I'll send you some more.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Look at this one. I am inevitable. No, family is inevitable.
Dude, I don't know. Shit. I just never got... I'm also not super into cars, so...
It's ridiculous.
I just don't really
Nine
care.
Movies. It's time to wrap it up. Like, come on. It's. He's like, yeah, I'm ready to film number 10.
What? How do they still have a storyline? Didn't, like, everyone die by now? Like, what's going on?
How do they still have cars? Don't they all their cars get destroyed?
Aren't they old now? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, Fast and Furious retirement home.
Yeah,
come out of retirement
know.
For one last gig.
Hey, I mean, they're still making money, so if I was still making money, I would do it, too.
Yeah, that's true. All right, you want to move into music?
Yeah. So the number one song, I didn't like it.
Well, it's not Drake's song. It's Brent Faiyaz's song.
Okay, well, yeah, it's weird.
I like it. I mean, it's different.
Wasting Time is the song, if people are wondering.
I like
featuring Drake.
I like Drake's verse a lot. I mean, the song is not, like, my favorite, but it's solid. It's not, like, going to revolutionize music, but it's decent.
Nah, I'm just not a fan of it at all, actually.
It's a weird beat. The beat's pretty weird.
It's super weird. Yeah, and I just don't know how that's, like... Now, on New Music Friday on Spotify, are they ranked in terms of, like, popularity? Like, how does this guy get the number one spot for not a great song? Is it because Drake is featured in it?
Well, a lot of people like the song, actually. But yeah, Drake is featured on it. It's all about who you know. It's all politics. So, I mean...
If the
label is pushing someone, they'll put them at the top of New Music Friday. If you're a popular artist, excuse me, they'll put them at the top of New Music Friday. And yeah, it's all politics, though.
So. Gotcha. I was wondering how they decided that. But yeah, just not a huge fan, that's all. Maybe this guy will come out with something else. But
no, he has a lot of good music if you've never heard of him.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, he makes a lot of good R&B music.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll check out some other songs. I don't want to just quit on him on the first song. You know, I don't want to be a hater.
I don't want to make waves.
Really, I don't want to make waves here, but I just didn't like the song.
Yeah, that's
fine. More T Swift. Okay, this was funny because the song's Renegade. It says it's by Big Red Machine featuring Taylor Swift, but the whole song is Taylor Swift.
Well, Big Red Machine must be the producer then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why don't you just say it's Taylor Swift? Are producers doing that now? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, producers put out music. Producers put out, like, say I'm a producer, which I am. But and then I get you to be on my song, but it's my beat and I want to put it out under my name. It's going to be me, the producer, as the artist, but featuring you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess. I kind of get that. But yeah, so it is all Taylor Swift singing, though. Maybe this guy is like, there is a voice in the background, so maybe that's him.
No, it might be a producer group or just, I don't know if it's one person or multiple people, but.
But yeah, it's a good song, though. T Swift just putting them out like money, man. She is going to be racking in money. What she's doing right now is genius.
Yeah, she's recording all her old songs, right?
Mad respect.
Yeah,
she's getting that money. She's going to re-release her whole Red album plus 10 new songs that were supposed to go on the album.
Nice.
It's going to be crazy.
Did you hear the Division, Ty Dolla $ign, and Mac Miller song?
No.
It was a good song.
No, I don't think I listened. I must have listened to it, though, because I listened to the next one on there, which is Imagine Dragons. Unless I skipped it because I wanted to go right to Imagine Dragons.
Was the Imagine Dragons song like every other Imagine Dragons song?
Yes, except you know how most of them are Pump Up? This was the same type of style, but sad.
Really?
So it was weird.
Sad Pump Up, like, because it's getting pumped up to cry.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, it was the song's called Wrecked. The song's called Wrecked.
With the little flower. Is that a flower on fire?
Dude, I don't know.
Really
looking.
It looks like a flower on fire. Yeah, I'm gonna do some crying.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was fine, you know, whatever. Typical Imagine Dragons. But my favorite song, I do want to say this, from New Music Friday was Life is Like a Dice Game.
Really?
Oh, see, my God. I am obsessed with this song.
This is the most random shit, because I listen to that. It's a decent song. Like, it's nothing special, but I'm so surprised that's your favorite song. It's like it's a rap song. It's not like.
I think I love the beat. It's like a jam. It's like, you know, it's like.
It's like an old school. It's like an old school rap song.
Oh, that was like a dice game. It's kind of like a chill, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes me feel good. I was like listening to it walking down the street, and I started like bobbing my head.
That's really surprising.
Isn't it? It's a song I wouldn't think I would like, but I really like this song.
Nice.
And I like the title a lot.
It was like a dice game.
But I will have to listen to I Believed It, the one featuring Mac Miller. I don't think I listened to that, which is surprising. I don't think I saw that it was featuring Mac, so.
Yeah, and then coming out of retirement, his first song since his 6-month retirement, Logic, with the song Vaccine. I'm not listening to it, man. I'm not listening to it. I'm not doing it, man. Your first song out of your retirement is called Vaccine. Come on, man. That is the least creative thing I've ever seen, man.
Saw that and I clicked on it because I was like, what the actual fuck? So I clicked. I did when you don't really want to listen, you just want to hear like the gist of it.
The vibes,
and I was like,
yeah, you gotta get the vibes.
Nah. And I just clicked to like.
Yeah, I'm not even hitting the play button on that one.
I don't want any COVID songs. I don't want any.
There's already been like so many vaccine and COVID references in songs.
We lived it. We're getting out of it. I don't want to think about it.
And
no,
it's not creative. It's not creative at all.
It's anymore.
It's
kind of
corny. It's on brand for Logic, though. I mean, I feel like I always hate on Logic, but like.
You do. A lot of people hate on Logic, though.
I respect him, though. Like, he's done way more than I have, so I can't really. I'm not talking shit on him, but it's just like. His first album was really good. And then I feel like he just kind of sold out, and then it just kind of went like a corny route, and it's just. I don't know, man. Do you, man. You're making millions. You're living the dream, so I can't really talk shit. But at the end of the day, I'm not a fan.
Yeah. I'm not a huge Logic fan either.
Yeah.
But, yeah, a lot of people feel that way, I think, though, about him.
Yeah. Still respect.
Another Machine Gun Kelly. Another Machine Gun Kelly also pumping out songs like crazy, getting featured on songs, putting out his own songs.
He came out of nowhere. Like, he was a rapper, and then he got in that beef with Eminem, and then he just was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna be a punk rock dude now, and I'm gonna just sell, be like the biggest
perfect
artist in the
lane
world.
For him." And yeah, it's crazy. I think COVID too. I mean, his new album, that album that came out, like, he's everywhere now, and he's like on any punk song, it's him and Travis Barker.
Yeah, Travis Barker out of the woodwork too. He's working his ass off. Yeah, he's working his ass off. He's on every song now.
Any punk song, Travis Barker is on that song.
They're in the studio. They're like, I kind of want to make some pop punk shit. They're like, give Travis a call. We'll call him in here real quick.
No, he's literally talking to everyone. Like, I don't know what's happening. And like, I like that punk rock is really making a comeback, because there's a lot, there's at least like one or two songs on every New Music Friday that, you know, kind of back in that like punk rock scene, which I'm super about. Mod Sun had, I think, another new song come out. Maybe that was last week, but like, he's in that gang too of all the, he's working his butt off too. Like, he's friends with Machine Gun Kelly. So
yeah. Well, that's probably all we got, right?
Yeah.
Cool, cool, cool.
Oh, I didn't. I just saw Lewis the Child put out. I didn't listen to that song.
You didn't listen to the new Lewis? Come on now.
No, I know. I
didn't listen to it either. Yeah, he's cool.
Band though. Or whoever they are.
The Childs.
A group, whatever. The group. I don't know.
You never know anymore. Like, the names that I think is a group is one person, and then the names that sound like one person are the whole group. So.
No, yeah, and then I feel dumb. They're like, "Oh, that's one person." I'm like, "Today, I don't know. It could be a DJ for all I know." Like,
yeah, no one knows anymore.
Give me a break.
All right, man. It's been real. It's been fun. Hasn't been real fun. I gotta do it again. It's been real. It's been fun. It hasn't been real fun. Take two. Everyone, be safe out there. We'll see you all next week. Peace.
You gotta become
me. Stumbling, rumbling, tumbling.